RTI, a place just like home.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to Postcard from Bob Brad. And if I appear slightly nervous, I'll explain to you in a moment, and I haven't felt this nervous since I was doing a programme in London and the fire alarms went off. Scary. It's Eric Wiltshire at the base of the Tatry Mountains. Not so sunny today, I have to say, and lots of sympathy going out as well. Across the pond, which is probably equally as wet, it's none other than Lee Banks.
How do you do? I'm sorry about your problems. I think...
It's scary, Lee, I'll tell you that.
I know, I was there when the mountains went on fire.
Yeah,
this
I know.
Sounds as... Oh, man, everything's okay, is it?
No, I'll bring you an update, but just to explain to everybody, boys and girls, and do remember that this programme is syndicated from a Friday, so I just don't want everybody to get too panicky. Currently, as we sit here, about an inch from the edge of the river bank, which is a torrent coming down from the mountains, are some sandbags, and just the other side of that is where I'm sitting. Well, not outside in the rain, you understand, but in the studio. We've currently moved all the tech equipment about a metre off the ground, or about a yard, depending on where you are, and there are huge swathes of countryside in Slovakia which is underwater. If you are on Facebook and can see the profile, I will put it onto the radio page for everybody as well, to actually see the ferocity of this torrent of water flowing through the town. And excuse me if I sound slightly nervous because I keep looking out of the window. The police have just told us that it would be a good idea if we moved our cars out of the way, and I said I've got a program to record first, so you'll have to hang on a minute. Which didn't go down so well.
Yeah, but it shows you're an old trooper. Seriously, you've got to look after yourself.
Well, whatever. We've already seen pictures in the neighbouring town of Kishmaruk.
Yeah, I've
and
seen them.
If you can imagine in the US like a Walmart store, an out-of-town shopping mall, or across Europe, Tesco, and sorry to everybody in Tesco as well, they're a huge building, and the one in Kishmaruk is 50% underwater. We can't drive to the neighbouring towns, as our ambulance is out as well. And it'll be a while for the infrastructure to get back into place because rail tracks, because of the landslides and because they're alongside river areas, have actually collapsed into the torrents of the rivers at the moment. So it's all a bit scary, Lee, to be quite honest. And
is it right, the railway lines collapsed into the river?
Yes. That's on the way between Poprad and Kishmaruk. There's a chunk of it gone into the river. The one thing I will say, though... And I mean this with absolute passion and honour to be part here. The one thing the Slovaks won't do is give up. They'll get it fixed again. They'll fix it quicker than anybody in the UK would ever do anything.
I couldn't agree more. What's the problem? It's just the heaviness of the rain, isn't
it? It's just the heavy, continuous rains. And, of course, there's been snow and that, and you know... Yesterday, if we were doing the programme, I would have said, look at the sunny mountains with snow on the top, because it was...
Is the snow melting?
Yes. Yeah, there's a combination.
So there's a lot of water there.
Just a bit. There's a whole chunk of the east of Slovakia where homes have not only been washed away, obviously people being evacuated. The army or troops are being deployed in certain areas as well. So it's a major issue here. And
nobody's been hurt yet, have they? There
has been some fatalities, unfortunately. And hold on a minute. I'm actually, as I speak, I'm going to keep my eyes on the window and the... Oh, my God. Because I can see outside and there's lots of water out there, which I'm not comfortable with.
Don't go down with the ship if it gets too bad.
Listen, I am not going to be in the boat that rocked today, that's for sure. The trouble is, Lee... It's actually still raining at the moment as well, which is...
That's the rain. Do you know how much rain's fallen?
No, I don't. I'm not... I could have a look, but what Petra's in the office at the moment, keeping everybody up to speed. What I would like to say to so many of the Slovaks that listen via stations, including Talk Radio X Replay, and, of course, RTI and Audio Boot, don't panic, boys and girls, because it's not as bad... it is bad in the fact that there's a heck of a lot of infrastructure damage and a lot of damage to buildings and property. But the truth is, it's not anywhere near as bad as that horrific day a couple of days ago in England where so many people were killed, and we have great sympathy for those.
Well, of course, yeah, but it's a different thing, isn't
it? It's a completely different thing.
This is a natural disaster.
Yeah, it's a natural one. So don't start panicking and phoning everybody or phoning embassies, because that would be very silly. And I keep...
How's Poprad surviving?
Well, parts of it are underwater, Lee. That's the problem.
Well, I know Poprad, obviously. Which bits?
Towards the east, anywhere where it's a low-lying area and the river flows, because, and this is very difficult to explain on the radio, but I'll give it a shot. What happens is, if you can envisage a west to east, north to south situation, the river comes from a mountain which is towards the north, flows down into Poprad in loads of little tributaries and gets bigger and bigger, and then it sort of goes slightly to the east as well as it turns round the corner nearer Poprad, and of course Aqua City, which we're really worried about as well.
Is the centre affected?
No, not at the moment. No. So it's the outlying areas where it goes out, and those areas are underwater. Considerable areas are underwater.
But that's the suburbs, from the way you describe it.
Yes,
it
is, and it's the smaller villages out to the east which have been severely damaged, and the further you go out, because of course, the more you go out into the beautiful countryside of Slovakia, you get to so many really wonderful areas of Slovakia where there isn't a great deal of infrastructure,
of
because
they
are little villages. It's the same in the UK and same in the US and various other places.
So what's it like over there for house insurance? Do people actually have house insurance?
No.
For disaster?
No.
That's what I thought, yeah.
that's the actual problem. And it is still raining as I speak to you now. We will carry on with the news, boys and girls.
Yeah, In a short while,
Petra's going to bring us an update of what's been going on. But as I say, this is recorded on a Friday. I don't want anybody to panic. Just get that into your heads. And you never know, by the time you get round to hearing it on your podcast, it could have dried out. And it could be marvellous.
But by the end of the programme, we'll give you a final update.
Yeah, we will indeed.
Let you know what the score is.
I'm having a slurp of coffee, boys and girls. I must admit, the blood pressure's slightly high at the moment.
Well, don't take on any more liquids.
Hmm?
Don't take any more liquids.
Why?
It's a little gentle joke about the fact of the floods. Stay away from liquids.
Anyway, let's let Lee have a little natter for a moment, because this is the ringtone. This story is connected to my mobile phone, because my normal ringtone on my phone is Born to be Wild.
or in your case, Born to be Mild.
Yes. Oh, thank you very much. And of course, sad news this week, Lee.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah, poor old Dennis Hopper. I suppose, you know, he was an amazing character, really, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
One of the old-time true blue rebels. And sadly, not much to say, really. He's died, and he's been buried in a little mound, an old American-style grave.
Native American.
Yeah, Native Indians used to use, just buried there under the ground. All he's got is a little plastic passport pouch to say who he was. Well, I say is, good on you.
That is
good
really
on you,
nice.
Dennis. You did a lot of good things during your life. All the drink and drug.
You know, I'm not very much of a movie buff nor a lover of movies, but I have to say, many years ago, at 17 years old, I think I was. No, probably 16 years old. The film actually came to a cinema near where I used to live in the UK.
Easy Rider?
Yeah, and I had to lie to get in.
They slid you under the door?
Well, no, because I was a big lad then at 16, you see, and I'd got my own motorbike. And the lady said, we need proof of your age. And I went, well, I'm 18, aren't I? So I'd already practiced this, so I took 2 years off my birthday to make the birth date look right. She said, well, I want to see your driving licence. I don't bring my driving licence, because, of course, you didn't have to and don't have to in the UK. You don't have to carry it. And eventually, after a bit of whinging and moaning, she said, oh, all right then, and let us in. And there was a whole bunch of us who were only 16 years old, but we got in to see Dennis Hopper and the great big hogs. Because they were wonderful.
He made more films than Easy Rider, though.
Yeah, but I don't know any.
Well, there was Blue Velvet, there was Lowe's. He Blue ended Velvet. Up a bit like
you mean,
Mickey Rourke.
The song?
Yeah, well, the film.
And there was Blue Velvet. That's the one. No, stop it.
Yeah,
that's bad
well,
news.
Well, that was the attitude to it.
You keep going. So I'm looking out the window.
Face. You keep looking out the window. Make sure nobody creeps up behind you, though.
Yeah, right.
And there was a description I saw in, I can't remember which paper it was, but they said that Dennis Hopper lived his life like a peyote with a mezcal chaser.
Good man.
Wild, outrageous, but started to mellow slowly at the end. Mm. Good on you, Dennis. You gave us all a laugh, and you were talented, you were stylish, you were a good egg.
Good man. And, of course, it's Susie Quattro's birthday this week as well. Nice!
Yeah, look, you're Susie.
Oh,
you're
no.
Susie's a pensioner.
Stop it. Stop it. She still looks better than you.
And she's only in certain departments.
In all departments.
I'm very pretty.
At least she doesn't have to get up in the morning like you do with an ironing board and an iron.
Oh, we're doing the old ironing board ironing out Lee's wrinkles joke, aren't we? As if we've not done that one enough over the last 18 months.
Oh dear. Anyway, happy birthday to Susie, of course, a radio presenter these days as well. Bless.
Yeah,
she's a really good radio presenter. And
listen, just before you go on, are we doing messages? Because I've got loads.
Well, I think we should do a couple, but we're going to try and get some news in to keep some sanity into all of this.
All right, but I've got a couple we must do because they're really good.
Oh, yeah. Johnny Vegas.
Yeah, Johnny Vegas says hello.
Yeah,
I wonder if everybody knows who Johnny Vegas is. He's like
yeah.
this big, wobbly tent of a man who, like, wobbles when he walks.
Well, he doesn't wobble so much now because he's lost so much weight.
I know, but he's still a bit wobbly.
Yeah,
he's still a bit wobbly. Anyway, he's a mate of mine
right.
who we both know, the Duke. And the Duke was out drinking with him, and Johnny Vegas has said hello to Lee and Eric. I think that's so cool.
Isn't that nice? We should get him on the programme one day.
Well, I've sort of mentioned that. I've asked the Duke to see if Johnny Vegas will actually come out on one of our ghost hunts with us.
Oh, don't start. Don't start on that, because you'll be so upset.
Why?
Well, what's that sound? You know when they record ghosts on, like, digital recorders and things?
Yeah.
What's it called?
EVF.
Electronic
Voice Recognition.
That's the one.
I don't know what the F stands for in that, but yeah.
Well, anyway, some guru in America has just completely destroyed everything to do with it.
Of course he has, and quite right he is too.
All right. Oh, didn't I upset
like, it's
you?
Like orbs. Orbs don't exist.
Hmm.
Go on, tell me, go on. Try and shock me, but I know what you're going to say, so it doesn't matter.
All right, then. I'll give up now, then. On to more messages, then.
I've got another. I've got to do this one, because this is the most important message we've ever had.
All right.
This is off my mate, Paul Machin, who used to work with me in Birmingham on a morning newspaper there.
Right.
He was in a pub. I think it's the Royal Oak in Birmingham.
That's just got you a free beer, isn't it?
Well, it's a long way to go.
Right.
But yeah, you're quite right. I'll be off down there, yeah. It cost me £20 for a free beer. But that's... Oh, I've got something else to tell you as well.
Go
about
on,
that in
keep
a minute.
Going on.
Finish this one. This is important. Listen to me. He was in the Royal Oak in Birmingham. That's got me 2 pints.
Yes.
Right? And guess who was in there?
Go on.
Lady Gaga.
Oh.
Yeah, she was having a beer. She had a few beers. Paul said she was drinking rum and coke or something like that. And she bought everybody a drink in the bar. And she actually tweeted from the Royal Oak, that's 3 pints, and said, in a pub in England, ruining bar napkins with lyrics and memories.
Oh.
Dreams are never weak like we are. Drunk or sober.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh,
which reminds me, the competition for Lady Gaga is now closed. So if you go looking for that one, sorry, it's finished. Let's move on, Lee, because we're going to come to an update in a moment, I have a feeling.
Okay, no problem. You go where you want to go.
Jenna.
Jenna!
I can't recall all of this, but we got this message, this email in from Jenna, who says in her message...
You do it, because it's a bit complicated.
Well, it is a bit for me as well, especially when you're slightly nervous. we were talking about the BBC the other week, that's what it was, Jenna says, I agree in principle that the BBC is still good, but have lost the plot. Well, I can imagine everybody from Sky News loving that. And they've gone too far towards... repetition and noise. However, Radio 3 is the music channel. Don't think so. Which means it's for classical and opera. There's a lot of cars outside. I'm not happy.
Have they got, like, pumps on them and ladders?
Yes.
Oh, that could be the Air Force.
Oh, dear. You don't need stories or night waves, etc., which are not related to music issues. You don't need the time to be given out, nor do we need the news, because it's a traditional music station. Well, I suppose it is in some ways. I kind of agree with that.
I understand what you're saying, but there's no reason not to have time and music.
No, there
it's
isn't.
It's not a timeless element. It's not a world where you just disappear into.
No, that's right. I keep hearing voices. as far as Radio 4 is concerned, Radio 4 is for the Archers. An everyday story of country folk.
Can I just ask you something?
What?
Why is the Archers not the English national anthem? People have been suggesting it should be for the last 10 years.
Yeah,
and
right.
Nobody's done anything about
good.
It.
Good. It should also be for just a minute and for home news, reviews, debates and comprehensive weather forecasts. So bring back the shipping forecast.
I love the shipping forecast.
Beep. If you heard it before,
do Van Morrison doing the shipping forecast?
No, I'm not going to do that.
Which is
now apparently only on long wave. Radio 5 is for the international news, not really, and special events. It's more for sport and stuff these days. Radio 2 is for jazz and other classical music, such as from the 60s, etc. It is a general...
I suppose it is, really.
I know. Really,
I can remember the crossover from Radio 1 to Radio 2, and that was the point where you realised you were middle-aged. You left Radio 1 to go to Radio 2.
Well, I genuinely don't think that Radio 2 should be for 60s music or...
for everything.
No, it should be for people of a... 35 to 50 age group, which means there'd be down on Radio 2.
Yeah, born to be one.
That's the ones. Jenna says it should be left like that. Don't agree. I think it should be brought up to date, and local radio should be in the UK. The BBC local radio should be for old people like Lee. Radio 1 is for pop rock bang bang style music. It's not. Radio 1 is a youth pop station. And
it's very good, actually. Even old people can listen to Radio 1.
Well, it depends if they're old in their brains or not.
Well, that's it. If you're young in your brain, which means you've not grown up.
We're probably boring everybody to death over this. simple amendments, says Jenna. Now, I actually have to say that I think the BBC have lost the plot a bit. I think putting stupid talk programmes on a music station
like... I said this to you 2 weeks ago, and you argued yourself into the ground over it.
No. Radio 2 should be for... shall we say...
people like us.
70s, 80s, 90s, and a bit of new.
I'm not that old.
No, music. It should be presenter-led, it should be funny, it should be a laugh. It should have the likes of Tony Blackburn on it, because he's still very good. And it should be entertainment...
Yeah, you'll get such a wig in for that.
Yeah, it should be entertainment radio. But that's a load of your messages. Let's move on to some news as we keep...
What about Radio 7 and the World Service? And what about Radio Gaga?
What, us?
Nothing, carry on.
I love this. Yeah, I think we should do something.
I'm getting trouble over this.
Slightly positive stories, I'm sure, as I keep looking out the window. And if you're wondering what, if you just joined us, half of where I'm living is underwater due to heavy rain and rivers bursting, but we'll give you an update later on. Apparently, hundreds of blonde Latvian women have been marching through the capital, Riga, to try and bolster the national spirit during a time of recession, because Latvia's been really, really really, really badly hit by recession, and its economy shrank by nearly 20% last year. And it also has Europe's highest unemployment. Now, most of the girls dressed in pink wore high heels. I'm loving this. And the blonde parade started as a one-off thing, just to sort of give everybody a little bit of a boost. But now it's a two-day festival. Riga, wonderful.
Yeah.
The girls
in pink.
The girls
and wearing high heels doesn't mean necessarily you're a woman.
No, but I can tell you they are women up in Riga. They're very, very pretty girls up there. And so good luck to you. Well done. And what a great way to go get lost to all the politically correct people and say, let's make everybody happy by having beautiful girls, some more beautiful than other, obviously, out on the street, doing a little sort of parade-y thing, and all the blokes going, yeah, and everybody's really happy. What a great thing.
Well, blondes from all over the world have gone there to do this, you know.
Absolutely. What a great thing. Absolutely marvellous.
Have you ever canoobialed with a blonde?
No comment.
I was going to talk about mix and match underwear, but I won't.
I'm not going there at all. One for Lee here, because he's the auction expert. Apparently, the largest collection of Sir Winston Churchill memorabilia, including an unsmoked cigar, went for nearly £600,000 at auction.
Wouldn't it have been better if it had been smoked?
Been a bit pointless, really. You just have the ashtray with some ash in it. Well, marvellous. That'd be good.
I know, but you could pretend, couldn't you? Look. Winston Churchill just smoked this.
Yeah.
I'm a dealer. I can think of these things.
Actually, I had the great honour of remastering some of his wartime speeches to digital for CD years ago.
Well, were they? I tell you what, my friend Windy Miller, who we discussed last week, has actually got all of those on vinyl.
They were on vinyl and cassette for a very long time. Yeah. And then I think it was in the mid-90s, I was commissioned to do some transfer work on them, and I did the master copies of the Churchill speeches, which I really enjoyed doing because it gave you good insight into what happened, ready for digital stuff. But I have to say, I didn't digitally remaster them to sort of get rid of some of the out of it, because some of it was supposed to be there, but we did clean up some of it where the recordings were substandard, shall we say. But anyway,
I sat with Windy and listened to the lot. It was really interesting.
Yeah, it is.
A lot of them.
Yeah. Absolutely. One of the greatest comedy shows around the world, which is seen in the US and Australia, and it really is the last of the summer wine. After 37 years, the BBC is to axe the long-running comedy, which, of course, has followed the exploits of Compo, Nora Batty and her great stockings, and her friends as well. And
where are we going to retire to, Eric?
I don't know.
I used to live near Holmfirth, where it's filmed, and it is a beautiful village.
Absolutely wonderful. Also, arise, Sir Jean-Luc Picard. Engage.
Jean-Luc Picard. I'd change my name to Jean-Luc Wellard.
Sir Patrick Stewart, or Patrick Stewart as he was known before, is now Sir Patrick Stewart. But I know he does all this Shakespeare-y stuff, but he's always going to be Mr. Star Trek to me. I think he did a brilliant job on that.
This is going to be, I'm probably die now. I'll probably get hate mail. I hated Star Trek. I thought Star Trek was for girls.
Oh, please. You'll be hurling abuse at Doctor Who next.
Doctor Who's rubbish.
It's wonderful.
Doctor Who.
Who's the guy that did The Boat That Rocked and Four Weddings and a Funeral?
That was you, Eric. Him.
Come on,
you're
the film expert.
Richard.
Something.
Something, that's the man. Hello, Mr. Something.
He's just done a Doctor Who series, so your la-di-da.
He had to rewrite it, though, didn't he? Because
he got it wrong.
They made him rewrite it. I think that's terrible to pick somebody who's made some of the biggest films in the world, whether they're good or not, and make him rewrite a poxy episode of Doctor Who with its wobbly sets and its
wheels. No, whatever. Anyway, there's a big fuss about the BBC this week as well, as we move on, because apparently, again, just think of the size of the BBC, people, just for a minute. Think about it, right? The BBC has revealed that it actually runs 154 websites. what the hell is everybody up in arms for? It costs about $10 to do a web address these days, and that's other than the BBC.
£15,400 they've spent for nothing.
No, it's actually protecting their name. They've got bbc.co.uk plus bbc.com, which don't count in the list. But what they've done is they've registered names that protect their intellectual copyright on things such as
sensible, really.
Doctor Who and Torchwood and all those
And Torchwood's rubbish as well. Have you ever watched Torchwood?
No, because I'm not allowed out here, mate. But they've
not very interesting.
You're talking very quietly. Get close to your microphone.
I'm right on my microphone, if I may say so.
Oh, sorry.
Is that better?
Well, anyway, I don't know what all the fuss is about, because the BBC has to protect its rights to...
No, it's right. I agree with you. I think it's fine.
So what are all the journalists up in
just
arms
boring.
For? They're up in arms.
It's because they're not up in arms. They're taking the mickey out of the BBC. The BBC, you're quite allowed to take the mickey out of the BBC. They're not saying it's done anything wrong. It's just funny to see all these things like Torchwood.com and things like that. I personally don't think it's very funny or very interesting at all.
Well,
but certain members of my profession do.
Anyway, this is, as we get towards the end of part one, a postcard from Pop Brad.
I've got to go to the Gentleman's Ablution.
Well, yes. And I've got to go and check the river to see how it's doing.
Yeah, you go check the river.
Right, we'll do that in a minute. But I thought we'd do this one to finish off part one, because Lee and I are definitely, definitely in with this story. It just works for us. Apparently, in a study of tropical guppies, that's little fish, scientists have found that the less attractive males have better sperm. Which kind of epitomises... kind of epitomises Lee.
Think about it, but it's just perverted.
The research revealed that the really sort of bright, flamboyant, colourful-looking males invest in appearance. When do I invest in appearance, for goodness sake, at the expense of their sperm quality? Well, I can't comment on that. This suggests, the scientists say, that there's a trade-off between how pretty you are and how you are with the other stuff, you see?
Yeah, that's right.
To help them male productive things work. Now, apparently, this stuff has been described in the Royal Society Journal, and it's by a Professor Jonathan Evans, who is from the... He's some university in Western Australia who got paid for it to carry out the study. So I reckon we're all right, Lee.
Well, I tell you, I had a mate who was used to donate sperm.
It's perfectly reasonable
to talk about.
Yeah.
He used to get £25 a time, and he reckoned he could earn 150 quid a day. I think that was
right. Yeah.
Anyway,
He
went into...
Don't tell me he was a fisherman as well and always caught a 60-pound carp.
No, but he went in the cubicle with his little jar, right? Yeah. And 10 minutes later, this is what he says happened. He shouted out to the nurse, "I can't do it. Can you help?" And she was so disgusted with him that she told him off. He said, "I was only meant to couldn't get the top off the jar."
Yeah, I knew that was coming. That was a bit predictable, wasn't it? Thank you very much. So anyway, the bottom line is, there's chances for us yet, Lee, being the two ugly gits that we are.
I am not ugly. You are ugly. If people say we are an ugly couple, it's because you're ugly and I make up the couple.
I like it indeed. Excuse me being... keep looking out the window, boys and girls, because apparently there's still very heavy rain on the mountains here in Slovakia. And the upshot of all that lot is huge areas of the east of Slovakia are underwater. Some of the infrastructure has been damaged as well. And
your place.
Yes, literally. If any of you are on Facebook, I will put it onto the radio page so you can all have a look later. A short video. And the reason the video is so very, very short of this, I stood on a little metal bridge across the river. And I know it wasn't moving, but the water was moving so fast, it was actually affecting my balance. So I was like wobbling on the side to get off the bridge. It was horrible. So we're going to bring you a little update as to what's been happening, and sincere condolences to everybody who's got huge amounts of problems with property being washed away, superstores underwater, and I mean, you know, like underwater. And... equally, our sympathies do go to anybody else around the world this week where we've had lots of sufferings. Anyway, this is Postcard from Pop Rab. We've got to go. End of part one. Back with part two in Faster Than You Can Say Milkshake.
From the heart of Europe to the world, RTI.